Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hello and welcome to episode 204. Today's topic is all about doing things that do not scale. So you might be thinking, Michael, isn't this a little bit counterintuitive? Isn't marketing all about further automation and putting things on autopilot and being able to scale something? Now, in some instances, I would definitely say, yes, that is a good portion of what you'd want to accomplish. And there's certain things that you should look to automate. So you can do some automated social media posts and then also do some posting in real time. You should automate getting your content refreshed on your website, things like that. So there definitely is some things, or are some things, that you want to automate. So there definitely are those things that you want to move to somewhat of an autopiloted fashion so you can make sure that they continue to happen. But what I wanted to challenge you on today is to look at what are some of the things that you can do in your business that do not scale. What are some things that, I mean, it literally just takes blood, sweat, and tears to get these things done, these tactics done, that marketing out into the universe, that there is no way that you could take it and just repeat it 1,000 times over in 20 minutes, but it would take a fair amount of work. So why would you want to do things that don't necessarily scale? The answer is quite simple. Because your competitors are not going to want to do those same things that you're doing. They're just not going to do it. Like you, they're going to want to look for what are some of the easier things that they can accomplish. How can they get their message out and then get it out many, many, many other times without having to put a lot of effort into it? So let's talk about some of the things that really don't scale, but they have proven to be ridiculously effective. Ridiculously effective. So the first one is handwritten, hand-addressed letters. Think about how impactful it would be if you send all of your past customers, your current customers, your prospects, a handwritten and hand-addressed letter. Now, it doesn't have to be anything insanely long, but can you actually remember the last time that you got a handwritten letter from someone other than a family member? I can't tell you years and years and years that would be the last time. I can't even think of one. I know that some businesses have tried to automate it, and they've used different companies that have pens and things like that on like robots, and like it makes it look like it's real, but you can tell, at least a marketer can tell, that it's not real. So that's them going back to, well, I'm too lazy to want to do this time and time and time again, so let's automate it. Now, time is money, but I can also tell you that if your competitors are not willing to execute some of these things we're going to continue to talk about, it's going to put you into another league. Literally just in another league of your own. Because you're going to start to do things very differently than anyone else is doing. So handwritten letters, one easy win, one easy example. Take that a step further. Sending a handwritten birthday card, a handwritten greeting card for their anniversary of when the first time they came into your business or joined your company in terms of doing business with you, if it's maybe in a B2B space or even a B2C space. Think about all the different industries and home services. I definitely get a fair amount of greeting cards and thank you cards. So like we have Mosquito Joe in the local franchise. They went around and they dropped off Mosquito Joe mugs to all their customers. Now, they made a couple of mistakes. Number one, why would I want a Mosquito Joe mug? Like it isn't something I'm really going to want to keep unless it was not really branded. But the other thing is that they didn't take the time to put a little handwritten note in there. Now, would that have taken many, many hours? Definitely. But that little small gesture separates your company and, again, puts you in a different league. It just moves you into a different league. So what if you were always used to telling people to go to your website and to kind of pre-qualify themselves before they then could work with you? Flip that model on its head and get back into doing more personalized consultations. Put together some kind of quote-unquote audit or review or something like that. Do things that are not necessarily scalable. If you have an email list of 1,000 people, you want to automate sending out things on a regular basis, but why couldn't you also take a look at the, let's say it's 1,000, the 20 or 30% of people that have opened a couple of emails, why couldn't you send them a one-off personalized email? Why couldn't you send a little video using a tool like Loom or BombBomb, for example? You might say, well, Michael, that's 200 people. That is exactly the point. Exactly the point. Because your competitors will not do it. They're going to just use the same excuse that I just said. It's just too much work. I don't have that kind of time. But what you're going to find is as you start to execute some of these little tactics that don't scale, and even on a smaller basis, you're going to find that they start to compound. And it's the whole notion of compounding interest, where you're compounding, and it just flips one day where you're like, wow, I mean, things are really starting to jive. It's like this whole phrase of little hinges swing big doors. These are little hinges. They're little activities that while they may not seem like a big deal, they start to add up because they get noticed. It puts you in a different basket. If someone's looking at a shiny package or a package that is just plain, they're going to pick the shiny package. And that's what it starts to do with you and your business. And this works in any industry. It just works. But it takes time, energy, imagination, instead of lots of money. Do things that do not scale, and you'll see your marketing results improve. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.